Welcome to the Health Ranger Report with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
If you're wondering whether Project Stargate, announced by Trump, and the rise of AI, if you're wondering if it would be weaponized against the people, well, let me ask you this. What technology has not been weaponized against the people? Every technology that offered something to human civilization, even if at first it was decentralized, sooner or later, the governments of the world attempted to monopolize it and cut off people from accessing it under their own terms. I mean, let's go back to the invention of the combustion engine. So there's a technology that has been very decentralized. Combustion engines are not that complicated. Lots of different companies can manufacture them. And yet, today, the federal government under Biden was banning the combustion engine, banning it through EPA regulations in order to take away the ability from the people to transport themselves wherever they want to go on their own time to their own destinations. They want everybody shifted over to electric vehicles that are tracked and can be remotely disabled or remotely controlled eventually with autonomous vehicle technology. So even though that process took 100 years for the combustion engine to become more centrally controlled, that was nevertheless the process that took place. Now look at television. Television was created, you know, a few decades after the combustion engine, of course. And television at first was more decentralized. You had more local broadcast. You didn't have the FCC regulation of the airwaves. But very quickly, it became centrally controlled by government. And then it became weaponized by government and used as a means of propaganda against the people. FCC created monopolies over the use of frequencies and then licensing of television stations. And the practical upshot of that was just endless government control. And so for many decades, we did not have access to any kind of decentralized information sources other than, let's say, books at a library, but that wasn't as convenient for people compared to television. Everybody could just turn on the TV or turn on the radio and just get broadcasts. So, of course, those broadcasts were tightly controlled by governments all over the world. Then we get to the rise of the internet. The internet initially really got away from the governments. They did not anticipate its rise and the speed of its decentralized spread. And for the first roughly 15 years of the internet or so, it was free. The search engines weren't driven by viewpoint discrimination. They weren't silencing people because of their skepticism about vaccines or other topics. But that all changed starting around 2014, and then 2015 and 2016, it really accelerated under Trump's first term to the point where almost the entire internet was completely controlled by globalists and governments through collusion with big tech censorship. And that was designed to control all the narratives on the internet. And only now is that beginning to be reversed. But there's still a tremendous amount of censorship and deplatforming and blacklisting that exists, including on X, by the way, where X still does not allow you to link to Brighteon.com. Can you believe that? They don't. And X still shadow bans my account and other accounts, even as Elon Musk claims that X is all about free speech, but that's in the real world, that's not the way it's actually worked out. X is still very controlled to push very specific narratives, narratives that are pro-tech or pro-Zionism, for example, and other certain narratives that go along with what Elon Musk wants. But now the breakthrough technology for our world, which is in many ways like a new internet, is AI and open source language models. And right now, open source language models are completely uncensored, or at least you can find uncensored models. And you can download them and run them locally on your own computer, and no one knows what you're asking them. No one knows what information you're extracting. You can't be surveilled. and they can't be censored remotely. Now, there is some censorship built into some models, and especially the cloud-based models by Google or Anthropic or Microsoft or Meta, those are heavily censored and heavily biased to push big pharma propaganda, government propaganda, COVID propaganda, election theft propaganda from the left, etc., cultural propaganda. Those are all heavily censored, but you can get uncensored LLMs that you download and run locally that represent the new era of freedom for information. And this is why we are rushing to get our engine out. It's called Enoch, and it's available at Brighteon.ai beginning March 1st. And this engine focuses on content that is censored or banned by tech providers and governments all over the world, and information that's banned by the corporate-run media as well. So this engine represents a tremendous amount of decentralization of human knowledge and access to knowledge. And there's nothing that any government can do yet to stop these large language models. But it's not difficult to imagine that very soon, the U.S. government and other governments are going to say, well, we're going to have to ban language models because they will claim that these language models are spreading, what's the magic word? Oh, misinformation. Yes, the same excuse that they used to censor people during COVID. Oh, you're spreading misinformation when you say ivermectin is useful. You're spreading disinformation when you say that masks don't work, you know, to stop COVID infections, which they don't, obviously. But they'll use this label of misinformation or disinformation to say, well, we have to ban these language models. They're giving people bad advice. And we can't let people have access to bad advice. Everything has to go through the FDA, has to be approved by the government. You know, that kind of nonsense. So there may be laws passed at some point here to outlaw knowledge, to outlaw the sharing of files that are language models that embody human knowledge. And if you think that can't happen, well, think again. It happened with the internet, didn't it? It happened with television. It happened with radio. It happened with the combustion engine. You can bet it's going to happen with AI. The governments of the world and the globalists, they don't want people to be free. They don't want you to be informed. They want you to be controlled, obedient, subservient to their agendas. And so they will come up with some false flag operations. They'll have probably some guy that carries out some kind of attack, kills a bunch of people. I don't know if it's a mass shooting or a mass stabbing or something. And then they'll search the guy's house. And of course, it'll all be staged, but they'll find a language model on his computer. And then they'll say that he was searching for things like how to carry out a mass shooting or how to make a bomb or how to hurt people or whatever. They'll come up with a story. The obedient media will parrot the story. The government will parrot the story. And then they'll say, well, my God, we have to ban language models. Look at how dangerous they are. This is the same argument they make about banning ghost guns or banning the digital files that you can use and download to make a ghost gun or partially make a ghost gun. Ghost Gunner is a device that sits on your desktop. I own one of them. It's been years since I used it, by the way. But I wanted to check it out, so I bought one. And sure enough, you can buy sort of like a block of aluminum. And then using a Ghost Gunner, which has a router bit in it, it drills out all the right parts and places. It gives you essentially an AR-15 lower receiver, which you can then build up with a bunch of parts to make an AR-15. And I've done that, you know, just to see if it could be done. And, you know, I did it legally, right? It's to make your own firearm for your own personal use and keep it yourself and on your ranch is not illegal. And I only made one of them, and I didn't sell it to anybody, so it's not illegal. But this kind of power to make your own gun, this is something the governments do not want people to have access to. So they don't want people to have the digital files, which are essentially the GG code files, the instructions to the router, sort of XYZ instructions. They don't want that information to be available to people. So they want to ban basically code, you know, instruction code. And that's a violation of the First Amendment, because instruction code is freedom of speech. So is a language model. So a large language model is protected by the First Amendment, even if you disagree with its contents. And Trump has just issued an executive order demanding that the government stay out of the business of censorship, just essentially saying the government shall not be involved in any censorship or in funding or supporting any organization that itself is involved in censorship. Thus, it's going to be very difficult under the Trump administration for that same government to argue that they have to censor large language models. And I haven't seen Trump say anything along those lines. There's no current indication that the Trump administration would try to ban language models. I'm just saying that as an overall trend throughout history, sooner or later, every technology that empowers people gets controlled or weaponized by the government. So if you're looking at this project Stargate and you're wondering, hey, will AI be weaponized against we the people? Oh, yes, absolutely it will. There's no question whatsoever it will. The real question is, how are you going to protect yourself against that? And the answer to that question is for you to embrace decentralized AI that you control. So in other words, you can experience all the benefits of AI, all of the time savings in research or writing, the artificial reasoning models that can solve problems for you, that can think through solutions. You can use these tools. You can use them in farming. You can use them in your business, in your nonprofit, in your church, in your advocacy. You can use them in your private life. They can help you write letters to your senators or write a complaint letter to the attorney general or something. You know, there's a million uses of this. You can use all of that using open source language models where you are in control, not the government. But if you use the cloud-based AI models like ChatGPT, then you are being controlled. You are then subservient to the narratives of the CIA that are built into ChatGPT. So OpenAI is not a trustworthy company, in my opinion. And ChatGPT cannot be trusted. It's going to give you actual misinformation because it is programmed to lie to you about transgenderism, LGBT themes, history, 9/11, vaccines, big pharma, natural medicine, nutrition, all of it. ChatGPT is programmed to deceive you. So is Anthropic. So is Gemini. So are Microsoft's AI tools. They're all programmed to deceive you, which means they have been weaponized against humanity already. That didn't take long, did it? But the alternative is the open source AI models, such as the one that we're about to release called Enoch, available at brighteon.ai. You can join the email announcement list right there, and then you can download the model for free on March 1st, and you can use it for free forever, and no one's watching you. You don't even need an internet to function in order to use it. You can use it locally, and you can ask it anything you want. Now, will it answer perfectly every time? No. Are AI models capable of making mistakes? Yes, they all are. So you should always verify important facts. But the power that it gives you in terms of local knowledge, where you don't need Google for most queries, you can simply ask Enoch, this is revolutionary. This is why Google's totally freaking out. This is why big tech wants centralized control over AI. This is why big tech is cozying up to Trump right now, because they want to influence Trump to help keep them in power by monopolizing AI in the hands of just a few powerful corporations. Why do you think Jeff Bezos all of a sudden wants to be Trump's best friend? Why do you think Mark Zuckerberg all of a sudden is saying that he was wrong to censor people over COVID for the last 5 years? Yeah. Well, why do you think Google is lobbying the Trump administration? It's all for the same reason, because they know they're about to be made obsolete in many ways, especially Google and search engines, and they want government to protect their power. They want government ultimately to outlaw open source AI language models. That day is coming. I don't think it will be successful, but they're going to try. Just like they wanted to outlaw, you know, the GG code for the ghost gunner, just like they wanted to outlaw, in some states, they were trying to outlaw nutrition information. There were websites that were threatened with legal action in certain states. I forgot which states. Because the states have laws that say in order to be a dietitian and offer nutritional advice, you have to be licensed by the state. And the prosecutors were claiming that these websites offering nutritional information was violating state law because the website publisher was not licensed as a dietitian. Imagine that. And I don't know what happened with that attempted prosecution, but it's absurd to say that knowledge has to be licensed by the state. That's absurd. That would be like saying that the state licenses libraries and libraries can only have the books that the government wants. Otherwise, the libraries won't be able to keep their license and they'll have to be shut down. But that's the way states and governments run the medical profession, isn't it? They say you can only be a doctor if the state approves of the kind of medicine that you practice, which of course involves pushing mostly pharmaceuticals, chemotherapy, and radiation. And if instead, if you promote herbs and nutrition and disease prevention and, you know, vaccine skepticism or other similar things, then the state will take away your license and take away your career as a doctor. And that's wrong too. In my view, the practice of medicine should be free, like freely available to be practiced in whatever way people want to practice medicine. Now, that doesn't mean doctors can just assault people with scalpels, but hey, that happens by licensed surgeons every day. They do transgender surgeries, which are like ripping off the organs, the reproductive organs of children. And they call that gender-affirming surgery, and that's licensed by the state. In states like Oregon and Washington and California, think about it. Meanwhile, that same state will say that a doctor that advocates herbal medicine as a treatment for cancer, well, that doctor has to have their license yanked. But if they were to cut off your balls with a scalpel, well, that's perfectly acceptable in California, you see. There are surgeons that cut off women's breasts and call it cancer prevention treatment, even when those women do not have cancer. And that's approved by the state. So anytime the state has control over medicine or knowledge or books or technology, it will be abused and perverted by the state or by, in this case, left-wing Democrats and their transhumanism agenda. And that's why centralized control is always bad. That's why decentralization of knowledge, decentralization of medicine, decentralization of food is always the best answer. And that's what I support. And that's what Enoch helps achieve. Decentralization of human knowledge through AI language models that the government cannot ban, cannot seize, cannot surveil. I mean, they could try to ban it. They could announce that it's illegal to have Enoch on your computer. Would you delete Enoch if that were the case? Would you delete it out of fear of the government? I wouldn't. It's like, go pound sand. I'm going to keep Enoch right here. I'm going to keep using it every day. You can't stop me, you know? Just like I'm going to hold Bitcoin, you know? I'm going to have a wallet. I'm going to have some Bitcoin. Nothing you can do to stop it. Oh, you can outlaw Bitcoin, which they're not trying to do that now, but they will try to outlaw privacy coins like Monero, let's say. Maybe the government says we're going to outlaw Monero. Will you give up all your Monero? Not me. I'm going to keep my Monero wallet. Or I'm going to ask a better question. What Monero? What are you talking about? What Monero, you know, right? You can't prove I have any Monero. What are you going to do? Come and take it? Yeah, good luck. You don't know the password. You don't know the encryption key, right? You don't know any of that stuff. Good luck. I'm not going to get rid of my Monero. The government can go pound sand. Well, it's going to be the same thing with language models. The government can try to ban all kinds of things like that. But it's just as senseless as trying to ban human knowledge about vitamin C, you know? What if the government passed a law and said, it's illegal to talk about vitamin C, you know? Because people abuse it. They take too much. they say it enhances immune function. We know that's not true. Only vaccines can enhance immune function. Would you believe that? Would you abide by that? Would you get rid of all your vitamin C if the government said vitamin C is illegal now? Would you throw it out? No, of course not. Screw them. You're going to keep your vitamin C. You're going to keep buying it. You're going to keep taking it. Because the government has no right to ban knowledge or to ban nutrition, to ban things that exist in nature, which is why the government has no right to ban, you know, frankly, cannabinoids, or for that matter, psilocybin. No right to ban it. And the government has no right to ban computer code, GG code, or language models. Just like they have no right to ban books. But Amazon bans books all the time. They banned a whole bunch of COVID books during COVID. And now they want to cozy up to Trump. Oh, please treat us well. Give us a monopoly. Can't trust Amazon. You absolutely can't trust Google. They're possibly the most evil corporation on the planet. You can't trust Anthropic. You can't trust OpenAI. Sam Altman is a nefarious character. You can't trust any of these centralized AI companies or tech companies. You can only trust decentralized open source AI that's in your possession, that you run locally, that doesn't talk to the internet, and can't be censored or controlled. And that's what we are building and releasing for free. So Enoch is the name of our model. It's brighteon.ai. Sign up there, join the email list. You'll be alerted when we have the model available for you to download for free. This is our gift to humanity. It's decentralized human knowledge. It's a revolution. No one can stop it. I openly encourage you, when you get the Enoch language models, I want you to post it on the torrent websites, put it on thumb drives, hand it out to people, give it to friends, distribute it in every way possible. I actively encourage you to, in essence, pirate the model, distribute it everywhere, get it into the hands of people, make it so widespread that no government would even think about stopping it. And then next, we're going to have it in Espanol also. You give it to all your Latino friends. Yeah, wait till that happens. And then the Mexico government freaks out. Oh my God, they're learning all the truth about nutrition and disease prevention. Yeah. And maybe we'll do other languages on top of that. But the truth is coming out. The truth is unstoppable. And thank you for your support. We couldn't do it without you. So shop at healthrangerstore.com. And that will help us have the funding to continue to build and release these open source language models as a gift to humanity. It's our way of thanking you for all that you've done for us. This is our way of contributing to a better world, a world with more knowledge, more freedom, more health, more abundance, more joy. Brighteon.ai. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, the founder of Brighteon, the founder of naturalnews.com. And thank you for your support. God bless you all. Take care. We've got an exciting and really delicious new product at the Health Ranger store. It's called Organic Creamy Buttery and Cheesy Mashed Potatoes. And it's just one of several new products that we have. Here we've got heavy cream. This is all organic. It's all laboratory tested. Heavy cream, butter powder, white cheddar powder, and then this mashed potatoes product that uses all of these to be incredibly delicious. And here's the thing. We don't use artificial colors or artificial ingredients or artificial flavors of any kind. And if you look at this mashed potatoes product, let me scroll down and show you. The ingredients are right here. Check this out. You've never seen this in a product before. Organic potato flakes, organic heavy cream powder, organic butter powder, organic white cheddar cheese powder, and pink Himalayan salt. And that's it. Nothing else. No preservatives, no chemicals, no colors, no artificial flavors, no MSG, none of that garbage. So if you want real, honest, certified organic, lab-tested food, this is where you get it, healthrangerstore.com. And on top of the cream powder and the butter powder, of course we have, you know, vegan and vegetarian solutions, you know, non-cream, non-dairy solutions. We've also got this really popular, amazing toothpaste that's formulated by us and made in the United States now. It's called Silver Fresh Fluoride-Free Toothpaste, Peppermint plus Anise. And this is a 3-pack, but you can get them individually or 6-pack, etc.
This is really, I mean, people love the ingredients, and it's made from colloidal silver produced from Texas rainwater through our own contraptions, our own innovations. The ingredients are really clean and pure. Check it out. Silver water, xylitol, which has amazing properties, vegetable glycerin, you know, calcium carbonate, and so on. Just look at the ingredients. Incredibly clean, incredibly just simple, honest. This is the kind of product that you normally can't find this at retail. And it's indicative of what we offer at healthrangerstore.com, which is these natural solutions and nutritional supplements, personal care products, home care products, and some survival products as well. Just go to healthrangerstore.com, and you see here, you can click on the categories. This is on the homepage. You can click on supplements, preparedness, personal care, food and beverage, or home. And we've got auto ship. We've got loyalty points that you get. We've got combo packs and so on. And many new products here, including a toxin binder, 2 ounces right here, a daily immune complex blend, and so much more. And freeze-dried foods, all kinds of different, you know, liver support, sleep support, and back in stock. Items that have been out of stock are now finally back in stock, such as instant coffee, which is really popular. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. And remember that supporting us at healthrangerstore.com helps support this platform, our multiple platforms, our AI R&D project that we're giving back to humanity through a free open source AI model trained on nutrition, wellness, and herbs and preparedness and much more. So shop with confidence, knowing that you're getting really clean, highly nutritious foods and supplements, and you're supporting a good cause that believes in decentralization of knowledge for humanity and uplifting humanity through nutrition and health solutions. So thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, the founder of Brighteon.com, the publisher of naturalnews.com, and the founder of healthrangerstore.com. Thank you again for your support. Take care.